Now a word from the host of Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, Minister Carmen A. Booker.
I'm a songwriter and I've been writing songs for several years. And I really thought that other people were going to sing the songs that I wrote. But God put in my heart to sing the songs. So I came up with my new CD album called Archives of Praise. And it features 8 songs. Jesus, the One I Need. Jesus is Faithful. Holy, holy is God. I've got the victory. We are one. Glory to God. God's praise is glorious. Exalt you, Lord. So if you'd like to listen to some of the songs and purchase the CD album, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop tab at the top and search for Archives of Praise CD album. And it's on sale for only $15. And I pray that all the songs will bless and minister to you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry helps women who have battled abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We encourage women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. Today, the message is entitled, The Branch of Christ. You know, Jesus is the vine, the foundation from which branches, Christians, grow. The branch is a byproduct of Jesus with the same infrastructure as God. It is intimately and intricately attached to the vine, and its very life is dependent upon the vine, Jesus Christ, the Word. The vine is the life giver to the branch. It contains all the necessary nutrients needed for the branch to grow. The life of the branch is totally dependent on the vine, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The Word is the nourishment for the branch, and Christians are the branches. In order to grow, we must obtain the proper nourishment. That is, we must get into the Word of God by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God. We must remain constant, steadfast, unmovable, rooted and grounded in the Word in order to continue growing, advancing. If we stop abiding, that is, dwelling in the Word, we stop growing. If we are not growing, then we can't bear fruit. John 15:4-5 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." Abide means to sojourn, dwell, remain. Fruit is the offspring of living things, the results of fulfilling the goals and purposes that God has ordained for your life. Therefore, in order for Christians to bear fruit, we must do two things. Number one, abide in Jesus Christ, the Word. Remain, dwell in the Word. Develop an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ so that we develop the character of Christ in our lives and be true ambassadors for Christ, true representatives for Jesus Christ. Number two, allow the Word to remain in us. Our hearts and minds must be filled with the Word of God. Let it outpour from the very depths of our soul through our confessing the Word over our lives and circumstances and testifying to what Jesus has and is doing in our lives. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Revelation 12:1 says, "We overcome the world by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." Live the Word. Apply God's Word in every area of your life. This includes giving, praying, marriage, relating to others, fellowshipping with others. As we live the Word, we walk in the Spirit. When we, the branches, Christians, are constantly nurtured by the Word of God, then we are constantly developing the mind and character, the thoughts and attitudes of Jesus Christ. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So as our thoughts and attitudes are transformed, then our actions, fruit, become Christ-like and give glory and honor to God. As we, Christians, take the steps necessary to bear fruit, we are walking worthy of God because Colossians 1:9-10 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." You know, there are benefits of bearing fruit. The one is joy. Your joy is everlasting. Your joy becomes everlasting as you continue to abide in the love of Jesus Christ. Your life must reflect the love of Jesus Christ towards your brothers, sisters, and also your enemies. The Word of God says, "Love your enemies." "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." You may ask, well, what does it really mean when it says God is love? It means that God's thoughts and ways reflect love. We see God's thoughts and ways through his son Jesus, how Jesus acted in many different situations and responded and related to people. We know that this is how God would act because Jesus says, "I only do what I see my Father do." So our example of love is Jesus Christ, who sacrifices life so we would be saved from eternal death and hell. We are to follow in his footsteps in thought, word, and action. Let brotherly love continue. It is important that we walk in love because when we walk in love, we walk in the nature and character of Jesus Christ and produce fruit that is a byproduct of love. It is a byproduct of love because the very source of the fruit is love. And the Word of God says that one of the fruits of the Spirit is love. When we walk in love, we walk in righteousness, holiness. God commands us to love one another. John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." This is also emphasized in John 15:17, which says, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Help others by edifying, lifting, and ministering to them. You know, there are consequences of not abiding in Jesus. And they are, number one, you become detached from Jesus like a branch detached from a tree, which cannot bear fruit because it is no longer connected to its source of nourishment. It's not getting what it needs to grow and produce fruit. Another consequence of not abiding in Jesus is that you wither away spiritually, physically, and mentally. And another consequence is that men begin to use you for their own destructive purposes. You're no longer of use for the kingdom of God. Don't be a branch that is severed from the vine and cast to the ground to be gathered for burning. Be a branch that dwells in Jesus and produces much fruit, results from God-given purposes and goals. John 15:16 says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. You didn't choose me, I chose you and appointed you to produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end of everlasting life. Were you bearing fruit when you were a slave to sin? No, because those things you did caused shame and only resulted in death, spiritual death. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. But when you became saved through confession and believing in Jesus Christ, you became a slave to God. Not only what you do becomes fruitful because your thoughts and actions are righteous, holy. Remember, what you do for Christ will last. So I challenge you to be a branch that stays connected to Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. And we hope that you have been challenged and encouraged by the message. I've written a new book to help you discover your God-given purpose, and it's called Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts. It is part of the Kingdom Purpose resource bundle that we offer. And I'd like to send you the ebook as a gift when you make a contribution to help us continue to teach the Word of God via radio that transforms the lives of men and women for the glory of God. And it helps people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing the lives around the country and around the world. This offer expires in a few days, so be sure to make the arrangements right away. Visit our website at wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the Donate tab at the top of the website. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. That's wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and have a blessed week.